So I could go into this long introduction, but I don't really think it's necessary for this guy. It's the head coach in waiting at Duke, John Shire, now with us on WSJS Sports. And coach, before we get into the hoops, I actually wanted to start with something I learned today you and I had in common. That we both apparently have food items named after us. There's a great restaurant in Clemens called Pie Guys that has a pizza called the Graham Slam. And reading Brian Hamilton's detailed story about your roots north of Chicago, in it, he introduced us to a sandwich called the Shire. Coach, what can you tell me about the Shire?
Well, I would tell you the Shire is better than the Graham. What was it, the Graham
Slam? The Graham Slam. Yeah.
The Graham Slam. It's better than that. I'll just tell you that much. But it's a steak sandwich, a low skirt steak sandwich. And if you're ever in Northbrook, Illinois, I suggest you go get it.
Might have to do that. See, this week, a lot's going on. We got the NBA Finals tonight, and also the opening ceremony for the Olympics is on Friday with USA Basketball. And you had a chance to coach and recruit somebody who's on Team USA and Jason Tatum. What do you remember about that recruitment? When do you think you earned his trust?
Well, I'll never forget the first time I saw him play. I was actually going to recruit and walking into a gym, and we were watching Luke Kennard, and he was on court three, and I'm walking past court one. I see this 6'8 kid who looks young, and he's handling the ball, bringing it up. And I said, all right, I know this is my first time on the road, but that kid can play at Duke. And so, it turned out to develop an amazing relationship with him and his family, And trust is built over time, right? It doesn't happen right away. And to see from that moment to now being one of the best players on Team USA representing us in the Olympics, I'm so incredibly proud of him and excited for him and his family with this opportunity.
How much are you talking about former guys that you've coached who are now in the league when you're at things like Peach Jam this week or out on the recruiting trail?
Not necessarily a ton. I mean, obviously it comes up with what your experience is and the guys that you've coached and the players that we've had at Duke. But I try to be in the moment as much as possible with whoever we're recruiting right now and our current players. But obviously your experiences that you had as a player, experiences with the guys that you've coached, helps you to draw from, to learn from, where you can help your current players and the guys that you're talking to build their trust right now.
John Shire's with us here on WSJS Sports. USA Basketball seems to be missing Coach K, at least in preparing for the Olympic Games. With that in mind, what do you imagine it'll be like to walk into Cameron sometime next year, look around, and realize that he's not there?
Well, hopefully I realize it before then. Just that there'd be, I think everybody associates Coach K with Duke, right? And I don't think that's going to change. I mean, I've done that myself, and it's very bittersweet in terms of coach being done. I mean, that's my coach. And also the pride in wanting to, carry his legacy forward and our program forward. So I think what he's built, we have this thing called the brotherhood, right? And the players, we've all rallied together. The support that we've had from them, our fans, our school has been incredible. And we're going to make sure we keep this thing rolling.
Since July the 1st, Nolan Smith told us the number one question he's received while recruiting was, will Coach K still be around? And he said the answer to that question is yes. How do you see it moving forward beyond next year? How involved do you want him to be?
Well, look, he's, obviously I'm not an idiot, right? And, to use him as a resource, I'm very lucky, the communication that we have right now. I mean, we talk all the time. We're on the same page. Being able to go to him. Obviously, we're going to coach and, run the program, but having him just still in Durham, still here, is an amazing resource to have that I plan on, using him as much as needed. And I want him to always feel like he can come to me too. I'm not somebody that feels, I have all the answers or know everything. I want help, especially from someone like him who I trust so much, who I'm so incredibly close with.
John Shire with us. In Chapel Hill and also in Durham, the words that I've heard the most this offseason is some combination of the brotherhood, Carolina family, also infrastructure. when you consider, like, if you look in college football, Urban Meyer retires and Ryan Day takes over for him, but many of the same people that worked under Urban are working under Ryan Day, and you're seeing a lot of the same success, even though Urban's not there anymore. And I think even to a degree that's happening in Norman with Lincoln Riley surpassing Bob Stoops. How much of the infrastructure at Duke do you know will remain in place? Guys that are working right now with you and coach that you know are going to be alongside you when you're the head man.
Yeah, it's a huge advantage, right? The infrastructure we have here is incredible. And obviously, coach knows what he's doing. We've had our staff who's been in place for a long time, and that's really helpful. We know one another. We know what it's like to operate and run a high-level basketball program, and that's going to continue. So I'm very thankful and lucky with the people we have around me. Obviously, coach stepping down, we'll have to, you know, fill a couple more spots because he's not going to be coaching anymore, clearly. So, but that'll be a great problem to have after the season.
While we're talking about you and coach, I'd love to learn more about what your relationship looks like, because your national title team was different than the other four at Duke. I mean this with all due respect. You guys didn't have a lottery pick on the team, while the others had multiple, every other one that Coach K had. You guys were almost underdogs in a sense, but you win it in 2010, plus you're both Chicagoans. Have those ties, that national championship and also where you're from, been central to your relationship with Coach?
Yeah, well, he always, you know, likes to, you know, remind me that I'm a suburban guy, he's a city guy, right? And even though we're from the same place. But that national championship team, anytime you win a championship, that bonds you, you know. And, you know, I didn't feel like we were underdogs. I mean, you know, we had a lot of pros come from that team. You know, I think we had the number one offense in the country that year and a top five defense, and we were pretty darn good. We just didn't necessarily have this amazing pro from that team, although, you know, I'm proud that I still have some former teammates who I'm living vicariously through playing the NBA right now, Seth Curry and Mason Plumlee, and I could go on and on. But that's bonded us, obviously, winning a championship together as an assistant coach with him in 2015. But also the tough times you go through together. That's when you really build trust, right? And then, you know, we got upset in the first round my freshman year, and him supporting me, having my back, and that's when the trust really grows and the bond even grows when you go through some tough moments like that.
While I've got you here, Coach, let's stop talking about 2010 and even what's going on a year from now. Let's talk about the team that's going to be taking the floor next season. Help me out with the pronunciation, because I know a lot of Duke fans are going to be saying this guy's name. Is it Paolo Banchero?
Yeah, Paolo Banchero.
Paolo Banchero. Okay, you heard it here first from Coach. That's a guy who's pretty darn good in this recruiting class coming up. How central of a role do you think he's going to play for you guys this year?
Paolo is going to be incredibly important to what we do. You know, his size, his skill, feel, and athleticism that he has is a difference maker. He's a great teammate. He's a hard worker. You know, he comes to the gym every day to work. So we're really lucky to have him, you know, proud of what he's done to this point. I think he's going to have a monster year in college basketball.
Are you guys going to go back to suits this year, or is it still going to be polos?
We're still talking about it. I'm not sure yet. I can't announce that yet. We haven't figured it out. I hope it's the polos, but we'll see if that continues.
What does Coach hope? Does he hope it's polos too, just because of comfort?
Yeah, I don't think that any of us are hoping to go back to suits. You know, I think the polos is way more comfortable. You can get up and down easier. You can move around on the sidelines. So I think I'd be surprised if that wasn't all of our votes going forward.
John, really do appreciate you spending the time in the Triad. Hope we can catch up in a few months before the start of the year. It's always appreciated. You're always welcome around here.
Thanks, Josh. Take care.
You as well. That's John Shire joining us, Duke head coach in waiting. Didn't talk about this earlier, Robert, but glad John could share a little bit more light on it, that in Northbrook, Illinois, suburbs of Chicago, it's a place called Little Louie's, Robert, that John used to visit every day. And this is according to the Athletic story written by Brian Hamilton. And he created his own sandwich. It was one of those deals where he was one of the best basketball players to ever come from the state of Illinois. and he decided he was going to create his own sub, his own sandwich. And it's a skirt steak with romaine lettuce, tomato, avocado, grilled onion on fresh bread with a side of teriyaki dressing. Pretty messy when I think about it. But do you think that's better than the Grand Slam, like John said so confidently?
I would probably lean on his side, yeah.
Steak sandwich versus the buffalo chicken pizza you can get at Clemens. Pie Guy's Pizza in Clemens.
Where's that at again?
It's in Clemens.
What's it called?
Yeah, Pie Guy's.
No, I mean the pizza.
Oh, the Graham Slam.
Oh, okay, cool. And who do you vote for again? It's like some wide receiver thing, right?
Oh, the Biletnikoff.
Wait, where did you go? You went to see somebody at a nice concert.
That's crazy you mentioned that. About a week or so ago, I went to go see the Avett Brothers.
That's it. At
Red Rocks.
Red Rocks. How could I forget?
That's a thing that actually happened.
Damn.
Glad we could cover all that ground. Okay. We're down to the final four in The Bachelorette. And we've got also, last night, we got our first real stunner of the season. We'll break all that down in The Bachelorette Minute next.